Chapter 11, I start modeling in Chicago. By the time I quit the brokerage business, I had been hanging around with people in the modeling industry for several months during my nightlife hours, and I was ready to give it a try. I had by now learned enough about the business that I knew what I needed to do to get it rolling. The first thing that I needed to do was to get some model test shots done so that when I went to a model agency or a casting, I would have some pictures of me to present to them. It's imperative in the modeling business to have some professionally done photographs of yourself to show the powers to be just what you look like on film. So the first thing that I did was to run around and pay a few local photographers to take test shots of me. I have only one photo from those first test shots, but one is better than none. Then the next thing that was called for was for me to get an agent. That was also a must because that's where an ad agency or a company goes when they need a model. So my first choice was an agency called David and Lee, as I had heard that they were the best in Chicago. Plus my good friend Mike was represented by them. Well, that was to no avail because they turned me down, but the second one didn't. I sort of had the last laugh on that David and Lee rejection because almost right after getting an agent, I landed a modeling job that was cast and shot in the same building as David and Lee. They had sent some of their models too to the casting. But I got it, and I'd call that poetic justice. Wouldn't you agree? I've included that ad for speakers in this chapter. I will say that I had success right off the bat. Within just a couple of weeks, my image started to appear in full-page newspaper ads for the two largest retailers in Chicago, Sears and Weebolts. The guy at Sears actually told me he liked my look and that I could expect regular bookings from him. The important thing was that I was breaking into the modeling industry and getting some work. And not only was that experience invaluable to my modeling career, but I was also able to put those ads in my model portfolio so that when I went to a casting, I had what's known in the industry as tear sheets, real modeling jobs from magazines, newspapers, and the like, in my portfolio instead of test shots. And it made me more credible as a model. Prospective clients could see a real work in a portfolio that way. They just take you more seriously. And I'll end with this, and it will sound redundant, but becoming a model was the key to this entire journey that I write about here because modeling allowed me to live and work all over the world, which is exactly what I did for most of the next 35 years. I've included some photos here, and that first photo is one of my first model test shots that I had paid a local photographer to take right when I got in the business. And then the next one is the ad that was shot in that same building as the model agency that turned me down. And the last one is a Weebolts ad that appeared in the Chicago Tribune on September 23rd, 1984. Go figure. End of chapter.